Joined now by the head coach of the Grandview Eagles. Their season comes to a close today, falling in the district semifinals. Coach Rhonda Hubbard joins us. Coach, tell me a little bit about what you saw from the coach's chair tonight.
Well, I just saw us getting called for a lot of fouls, and because we had so many people in foul trouble, you lose what I consider to be the best player in the district. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, it's a rough go of it from there.
I think total game time, missing the final quarter, missing about half of that first, it's just something tough to adjust to on the fly.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like there were a lot of aggressive plays that were let go, and you know, a lot of tic-tac stuff that kind of happened, loose ball fouls, where it's really anybody's ball. And, you know, unfortunately, that put us in a position where we had to play certain, alignments out there that aren't used to playing together.
And that was something that you could definitely see, just the rotations, having different sets of five out there. It seemed like every couple of minutes, you never really can get into that kind of flow.
Yeah, well, when you have two starters, you know, fouling out, and then you have another starter going down with a knee injury, I mean, it makes it pretty tough. I mean, we had three freshmen out on the floor at one point in time. You know, those are kids that haven't gotten a lot of, you know, playing time at this level. And, you know, my hat's off to them. They competed, but I know that we're a better team than we played tonight. But unfortunately, that's all it takes is one bad game, and you're done at this point.
That is, I guess, the good bad side of this point in the season. I do want to bounce back to talk about Melina just a little bit. Everything okay there? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what the situation is there.
Still one of those things kind of up in the air. Did she seem like she was able to walk on it anymore than when the injury happened?
She was moving around in the locker room without help. So, I'm hopeful that she's okay. I mean, she went to state in the pole vault, finished third last year. So she's got a bright future for herself, you know, as far as track is concerned. So I do hope that she's okay.
A unique perspective of this time of the season, the things come to a close. You still kind of think about next year, probably starting tomorrow, if not any sooner. So a pretty high projection for your team for next season.
Well, I mean, we obviously have a lot of key players returning, but, you know, there's a lot of areas of our game that need some improvement. And the only way we're going to get past this point, which would be a semifinal district game, is if we put the work in the offseason to improve some of the things that we're not so good at.
Once again, the head coach of Grandview's girls basketball team, Coach Rhonda Hubbard. Coach, appreciate it, and it's a shame we have to wait till next season to see you again.
Thank you very much.
We'll have more coming your way up next on J98.